It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Sure glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 9. We're going to begin with verse 14, Romans chapter 9, verse 14. So please open your Bibles to that text, Romans chapter 9, verse 14. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. Our Constitution, Plan of Salvation. Please, please take a look at that. I think you'll enjoy it. It'd be bring you to the Lord Jesus if you'll listen and look to those studies that are there. Look to our Constitution that's there. You'll enjoy it. I know that you will, so please that you take time to do that. And then if you're already saved, born again, you'll really enjoy it. It'll be a wonderful growing time. And if you'd like to email us, it'll be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. So if that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study, Romans chapter 9, beginning to read with verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised up thee up. That I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and to another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath, and to what his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory in the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared unto glory. Even so, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. What a scripture. Please, that we go to the Lord in prayer now and begin the study. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together, look to your precious word. Just help us, Father, to understand your precious word. And we know that we must have the teacher within our heart, the Holy Spirit, that we may really understand your precious word. So we ask first, Father, that those that are listening, if they have not come to that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, if they've not asked him to come into their heart to save them, if they've not had the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father, to show them their sin and their need of salvation, please that that be done today through this study, through your precious word, that they will be convicted of their sin and they will call upon you for salvation. Please, to that take place today, dear Lord, please. And then we'll begin that wonderful walk and that growth together. And so, Father, just guide and lead us today now through your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This verse of Scripture here, you know, we've looked at Jacob and Esau. We've discussed that Jacob, he desired, he turned unto God, he repented, he served God. Esau desired not to serve God, rejected the gospel that was to come, rejected the coming Savior, walked away from him, hated it, hated God, hated the salvation, hated anything to do with that. And so that's the reason that it says here that Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. It wasn't because it was predetermined that it was going to be that way. It's because God knew what those two boys was going to be like. Jacob loved the Lord Jesus. Esau hated God and hated the Lord, the coming of the Lord Jesus. And so that we find that there. So then we come to verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. You see, because he makes the statement that Esau hated him, and so has God made the plan then? Is he already predestined Esau to not have salvation, predestined him to be against God? No, it was a choice that Esau made. Esau has made that. So it says, God forbid. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. A little bit of review this morning before we get to the next text here. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. And you see, Jacob walked by faith. He knew the coming, the Messiah was coming. He walked by faith. Esau walked by sight. He refused to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and walk with him and talk with him. Let's go back to Psalms 92:15. Psalms 92:15. Psalms is a wonderful book to study, Psalms and Proverbs, and it just is tremendous. I hope that you have taken the time to study those precious books and enjoy them. Psalms 92:15. 92:15. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. We know that to be a truth. There is no unrighteousness. So it says here, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. No, none. No unrighteousness. And if you're looking at the sovereignty of God and his predestined these two boys, one that he would love and the other would hate, it was their decision, not God's. God, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, died for all. Every individual that ever lived, he has taken their sin away. Whether it was before the cross, before Jesus died on the cross, or as we are after the cross, it is all taken care of. The problem is that you have to recognize, as the Spirit of God convicts our heart, we need to recognize we're a sinner, recognize we're lost, recognize we need a Savior, and then call upon Jesus. And the Spirit of God directs us through all that, if you'll just listen. So I pray that you do listen today, and you'll follow that. Now we get on to verse 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Okay, let's go back now, because as we said last time, and then I'm going to go back to Exodus here, Exodus 33 and Exodus 32. But mercy is an outward manifestation of the inward feelings of compassion. So mercy, we have mercy here. God shows us mercy. And it says here in this 15th verse, I will, for he saith to Moses, so God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So it seems like that God's going to choose. You know, I'm going to have mercy on this one and not on this one. Once again, keep this straight in your mind, because it is not God that's making that choice. It is, and we get into Pharaoh here in just a little bit, it is the man Pharaoh. It is Moses' choice. It is man's decision to reject God, reject the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we reject the Lord Jesus, then there will be no mercy. But if we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, then mercy flows in to us bountifully, more mercy than then it's never ending. And so I see that it's not something that God predetermines. He knows who's going to serve him, who's going to be saved, who's going to love him, and he knows who's going to reject him. And the ones that that shows love, that desires to be saved and confesses their sin, there is mercy. Those that reject it, there is none. That's what that's talking about. Now let's go back to Exodus chapter 33. We got some verses of Scripture here I'd like to read today. If you remember, we kind of started there last time, and we just run out of time. And so I almost got to the Scripture verse and then realized we were out of time. And so we're going to start there today. Exodus chapter 33, Exodus 33, verse 12 through verse 19. Moses said unto the Lord, "See that thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou shalt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said to him, and he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou knowest with us, goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." And he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." We find Moses' prayer and Jehovah's answer in this section here. We find that it is not an easy task that has been set before Moses. And Moses desired some assistance. And as we back up a little bit in verse 11 there, "The Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua and Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." As we continue to see the power and the strength, the people, you know, there was a question here. Moses said unto the Lord, "See, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." He said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?" He has a question. "Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, for all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." Now as we come back, and we're going to go back to, so hold your place in Exodus, because as we've read through the conversation that Moses had with the Lord and then the Lord's response, For Moses said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. He saith, the Lord said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And it was all through the discussion of God's people, Israel, Moses, what was to be done. Let's go to Exodus back a little bit, Exodus 32, verses 31 through 35. Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said to Moses, Whomsoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place for which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. We have the intercession of Moses here standing before the Lord, speaking to him. And then they continue the journey. You know, they've made this golden calf. And when the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of Egypt, unto the land which I swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send my angel before thee. I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. What a promise. What a promise. And so you see the conversation that Moses had. And the Lord told him very clearly, I will give mercy to those that are due mercy. And I will show them kindness and grace, as this 33 verse 19 there. It says, make my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim thy name before thee, and gracious to them to whom I be gracious, and show mercy unto whom I show mercy. And then back in the Romans chapter 9, why it tells us very clearly, it speaks of mercy and compassion. And so, you see, it's the Lord's decision, but he does it according to those that serve him. And so that's what we've got back in Exodus. We've got a rebellious people. Moses came before the Lord, and those that were rebellious paid the price. But those that were willing to follow, followed. They received the mercy. And so, you see, God's the one that gives us mercy. God's the one that shows us compassion. But it is a decision. It's a decision that you make, a decision that I make. I will trust in the Lord Jesus and follow him, or I reject him. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, thinking there's another way, and there is not. But if you're thinking there's another way, then the wrath of God will be upon you. The wrath of God. I want him to be able to show mercy and compassion upon you. And so we have, back in Exodus, and reading those verses of Scripture, we find that God told Moses, I'm going to show mercy whom I want to show mercy, and goodness or graciousness on who I want to do that. And so, but understand, God wants to show mercy upon all. But when we reject the Lord Jesus, that's the end of his mercy, because God's love and mercy is through his Son, the Lord Jesus. It comes from there. So please, that you trust in him today and follow after him. Pure mercy, it's undeserved. God gives mercy not because we seek it, but because he shows us mercy. It's not because we deserve it, even though we have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. We still don't deserve it. And those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Verse 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. This excludes all human elements. Mercy is given, not according as man deserves it or as we seek after it. Willeth, to wish it, or runneth is to work for it. There we can't. We come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Believe in him. By faith we walk with him. That's how mercy is given. And that is God's decision to show mercy. It's God's decision to show kindness. But there will be no mercy. There'll be no kindness. There'll be no compassion if you reject Jesus. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 10 through 14. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us, which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Read that back in Exodus. Maybe that didn't make much sense to you, but God was explaining to Moses that he is the one that's in control, and I will show mercy on whom I want to show mercy. And I hope that you got that point. Verse 17. Here we find back in chapter 2, first before we leave, we realize that it all comes from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. As I said earlier, you must be born again. You must trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And when you do, when you come to the Lord Jesus and you trust in him, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. Then you be guided by the Holy Spirit. Things are revealed unto you by the Spirit, not by the wisdom of man, by the Spirit of God. Moses needed to follow the Lord. The Lord put a Spirit upon him, and he was led by that. And he interceded many times upon behalf of the people. But God's the final judge of who calls upon the Lord Jesus and trusts him and who rejects him. And so back now with Romans. Romans chapter 9, 17th verse, and again, verse 16, the will and the runneth is the wish or to work for it, neither can work for the mercy or grace of God. It's given to us by God. We just need to come by faith to him and begin that work there. Look at verse 17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Raised means to cause thee to stand, allows thee to appear. In other words, it's Pharaoh's purpose. Pharaoh was an adversary of God. He was an enemy of God. He rejected God. And God's power, through him, he took a miracle. And by that miracle, he went in to Pharaoh and into Egypt, and he showed the plagues, came miracle after miracle, was brought upon, and all it did was harden the heart. Because once again, let's look at verse 18, and we'll come back to 17. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Now once again, understand, Pharaoh rejected God. God did not reject Pharaoh because Pharaoh wanted to be saved and called upon him and wanted to serve him. No, Pharaoh rejected the coming Messiah. He rejected Jehovah. And by that rejection, God used this man, because you see, every time that you take the gospel, every time that the gospel is proclaimed to you, and you reject it, your heart is automatically hardened. More and more every time, to a place of no return. You harden your heart. If you're rejecting the gospel right now, you're hardening your heart. And God's word hardens his heart when rejected. So there is no return. There's a point in time, and I've, sad to say, believe I know folks that have crossed that line. They have heard the gospel and heard the gospel and heard the gospel and rejected the gospel and rejected the gospel and rejected the gospel. And each time, their heart, by them rejecting, was hardened, and God at the same time was hardening his heart to them, because they were rejecting his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that died on the cross. And so when we look at this now, we need to see that there were miracles performed in Egypt through Pharaoh. But those miracles, the only thing that they did to Pharaoh was he rejected them. He rejected them and hardened his heart. And so when we look at this, we find, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up. So I'm going to use you. He knew that Pharaoh was going to reject him. He knew that. So he used him. He used him. And the more that God come before him with the man Moses, the more Pharaoh rejected God's word. And the more he rejected, the harder his heart got, to a place of no return. That's exactly what's going to happen to you if you don't come by faith to Jesus and trust in him today. Please, let's go back once again into Exodus. We're going to go back to Exodus chapter 9, verses 34 and 35. Exodus chapter 9, verse 34 and 35. Exodus chapter 9, verse 34. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. The heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, for the Lord had spoken by Moses. By rejection, not by a predestination that God looked down through time and says, I'm going to discard Pharaoh, I'm not going to give him the chance to be saved. He had a chance to be saved, but by his rejection. So I ask you, please, don't try to just wish it. Don't try to work for it. Accept by faith Jesus' precious gift. He shed his blood. That saving precious blood is what saves you if you'll just come by faith and believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you. Please, call upon him today. Trust in him as your Savior. Because if you reject it today, your heart's going to be hardened a little more, and so is God's. Because you rejected his precious gift of salvation. You reject it tomorrow, your heart will be hardened a little more. So will God's. To the point that it's over. Please, my dear friend, call upon Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus.